Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estratore, and I'll be your guide through today's key stories. Our top story today features a standoff between top Australian judges and the Federal Treasury. Chief Justices of the Family and Federal Courts, Will Alstergren and Deborah Mortimer, have serious concerns about the proposed $3 million superannuation tax cap. Arguments have been made that this policy creates a blurred line between judges and public servants, potentially undermining judicial independence. There are fears that by impacting judges' financial security in retirement, judicial impartiality could be compromised. The warning flags have been raised about the potential for future challenges to the Constitution and how this might impact public confidence in the impartial judiciary. In related superannuation news, pension funds are anxiously awaiting updates from the government on potential family law superannuation reforms. The proposed changes anticipated are related to the transition of pensions during divorces. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia has expressed the need for early consultation to prepare for these changes and provide feedback on their effectiveness. They advise against hasty implementation and instead advocate for a 12-month adjustment period, signaling major transformations on the superannuation landscape. On the employment front, as economic uncertainties build momentum, the Australian job market is seeing considerable changes. According to the 2024 Employment and Salary Trends Report by People-to-People Recruitment, 7 in 10 employees are thinking twice about changing jobs due to global instability. Financial pressures are paramount, with 64% more concern recorded this year. It's clear job stability has taken precedence over flexible working conditions, sparking a potential seismic shift in work-life balance and career progression trends. Turning to insurance news, marine insurance leader Club Marine has announced Tim Wiles as their new permanent CEO. Wiles, who began his journey at Club Marine as a junior underwriter, has been serving as the interim CEO since last November. His leadership skills, combined with his passion for boating, are expected to steer the company smoothly through future waters and fuel market growth. Allianz Australia's Janita Wijaya has commended Wiles' dedication and leadership, indicating a promising outset for Club Marine's future. That's all for today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap. For more on these topics and others, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estratore, serving up your daily dose of finance and superannuation news. Until next time, have a great day, Australia.